Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. And this week's going to be a little different from our routine. Normally we study the Bible together and we have a weekly rhythm that helps us do that. But this week we're going to do a 1 week pause from our routine to talk a little bit about where we are as a community and to have an opportunity for me to hear from you. Maybe you think of us mostly as a mobile app and website where you can just kind of consume some content, but we really have a higher goal for this. We really want to see a community forming out of Redeem the Commute. So as we explore what it means to follow Jesus as individual people, we also want to make sure we're connected to others who are doing the same. And that even though we're a community of scattered and busy people, often commuting, we want to make sure that we take time to gather with others. And that doesn't just mean, you know, going to a church service on Sunday. There's a lot more to it. And so as we try to become a community, we want to be clear on what we're committed to as a community of people learning to follow Jesus together. So we're going to look this week, over the 5 days of this week, Monday to Friday, at five commitments that we should have as a community. First of all, growth in discipleship and learning together. Being committed to groups and community. Committed to generosity with our resources. Committed to grace and lifestyle, and committed to God in worship. So today we'll start by looking at growth and discipleship. In the last year we've done some interesting series, two really long ones in fact, which is a bit different from what we've done in past years where we did a bunch of smaller series. This time we did two big long series, one on the characteristics of Jesus and one on the Old Testament and how it points to Jesus. So a year ago, we did another one of these status updates, and we took a good look at some of our numbers on what kind of courses and content our users are accessing. And I know I was surprised. I certainly thought our marriage and parenting courses were going to be our most popular material. But interestingly, we found that the majority of you are watching these daily challenges. It seems to be our most popular content. And Christianity 101 is the second most popular content. So what we've done in the last year is we've really put a lot more effort into these daily challenges, and we've also got the rest of our Christianity 101 course posted now. And we're working next to publish a follow-up course called Following Jesus, so watch out for that one. Now the daily challenges are meant to help you learn to follow Jesus, even if you're busy and mobile. So the way we do that is by providing a learning rhythm in hopes that you'll develop your own routine out of that. So as you know, every Monday we study a new idea. Every Tuesday we read about it in the Bible. Every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Every Thursday we try to apply and live it out before taking time for prayer and reflection on Friday. This whole idea, including our day of rest and our day for community, is based on what we could call a monastic rhythm of life. The way that a group of monks would order their lives together so they could be in sync, whether they were at home at the monastery or whether they were traveling out in the world, establishing new churches or sharing the good news of Jesus. This way, even if they were apart, they were in some way connected to their community. They were in sync with them, praying the same prayers at the same hours. They had this regular prayer of rhythm and learning, regular rhythm of prayer and learning that they were engaged in, whether they were in gathered mode or scattered mode. And that's language you'll hear a few times in this series. So, even though you may have started into our daily challenges as kind of a solitary exercise, a way to learn about Jesus yourself, I hope you won't stay that way for long. I hope you really take seriously the regular challenges I've given you to start a small group or join a small group of people learning to follow Jesus along with you. Well, we know that our mobile app has now been installed over 1,600 times on mobile devices and tablets. And in addition to that, we know that over 1,000 people listen to our podcast each month. And we've got hundreds of people who are accessing us through other media, like social media and directly through our website. Now, we see basic stats. We see, you know, a few little numbers, and we kind of see where people are coming from and what content they're accessing. But there's so much more to you, our users, than that. We can't see your stories, we don't know your names, and we'd love to. So I hope that you'll help me out with that. Reach out this week. This is what this week is all about, is you reaching out and letting me know how Redeem the Commute is helping you or not. Now, I know you're busy, so if you're pressed for time, I have one simple task for you. Open our mobile app or website and find today's one question survey. It'll just take you a few seconds to just let us know you're out there, to just kind of raise your hand and say, yep, I'm listening, I'm watching. It's a very simple question. This week we're just going to ask you what your experience of Christian faith has been. Is this your first time exploring and learning about Christian faith, or have you done that before? Just want to know about your history. So that's the quick thing. If you have a little bit more time, then go to our contact page, again, through the website or app, and send me a note telling me more. What have you learned? What's your story? How have you grown spiritually through our content in the last year? And what would help you grow more in the year to come? What kind of series could we do? What topics or books of the Bible would you like to learn about? Or, if you've got a little bit more time, you can come and meet me in person at the Starbucks inside the Ajax Chapter Store on Wednesday, July 22nd in the evening at 8 p.m. or Thursday, July 23rd at 4 p.m. Love to meet you in person or hear from you through our website and app or through our survey. Either way, I hope you'll reach out, because the internet is a really anonymous medium, especially for Canadians, especially when we're talking about religion. So although we put a lot of content out there, we don't always know how it's landing unless you reach out and tell us your story. Please do. So have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow as we talk about our next commitment as a community. Bye for now.